a dream I was under the ground. My friends and family were buried all around, and a worm took a bite of me, and then he washed it down with a bite of you. The same worms that eat me will someday eat you too. They're gonna eat you. Nibbled on your feet and they nibbled on my toes. They become the same when our bodies decompose. You'll turn into dirt someday, same dirt as me. Like one becomes a two and two becomes a three. The same worms that eat me will someday eat you too. Someday eat you too. They're gonna eat you. They're gonna nibble on your hair. They're gonna eat you up. They're gonna slither all around you, touch you everywhere. We got the same worms. We got the same worms. We got the same worms, baby. They're gonna eat you. Same worms that eat me will someday eat you too.
Thank you. Good morning, Medford. This is Larson.
This is Gabe.
You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO.
Freeform Radio. We are the Birders Anonymous, coming at you live on a sunny November 8th.
Indeed. I feel like, yeah, we were playing very fall-y music.
Yeah.
On a lovely fall day.
Yeah. Well, we had, so this playlist was actually for last week. And then we didn't feel like getting out of bed last Friday. Sorry about that to our dear listeners. But so this is a little bit of a spooky playlist, given that we were running into Halloween weekend last week. But that first song there was called Worms by the Viagra Boys. The second song was called Paradise Circus by Massive Attack, featuring Hope Sandoval of Mazzy Star. And that last weird one was called Piano Un Arpege by Aphex Twinned. And we're going to be running into some Van Halen, Pink Floyd, The Strokes, and Talking Heads.
Indeed. We'll also have the ubiquitous bird fact.
And so a public service PSA.
Let's go!
Yeah. This next song is called Cathedral by Van Halen. Please do enjoy.
Get the sun. Where tide, balanced on the biggest wave, race towards another grave.
Yourself. same as it ever was, 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 same as it ever was. Water dissolving and water removing. There is water at the bottom of the ocean. Under the water, carry the water.
That was Once in a Lifetime by the Talking Heads.
Good song. That,
great song. For that, we had Reptilia by the Strokes, which, Lars, you sent me about 2 weeks ago, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
It's a good song. How'd that pop up for you?
I was on Shuffle, and then it presented itself.
Bless the algorithm.
Yeah, exactly. Bless.
Sometimes, all hail sometimes, the algorithm.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
I was having this conversation with a friend, Max, the other day. It was like, the algorithm is bad for the first little bit. We're talking about Spotify recommended algorithm, by the way. It's bad for the first little bit because it'll just play you what you already listened to. But once you're like 2.5 hours in and it's just completely out of stuff that you normally listen to, it actually gets pretty good.
Yeah. But we don't really have a data point on the Apple Music algorithm.
No. I don't really know. We're both Spotify users.
No one's really vocal about how they feel it's treating them.
Which probably means it's not bad. I feel like you hear about it on Spotify.
No news is good news.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, people have beef with Spotify.
Well, regardless, we had Breathe, open parentheses, In the Air, close parentheses, by Pink Floyd off the iconic Dark Side of the Moon.
And then the good Van Halen song.
Yeah, Cathedral.
It's good stuff. Crazy sounds with a guitar.
Crazy sounds with a guitar. Yeah, and Lars, you were saying it's kind of out of their like normal sound. It's out of their...
Yeah, it's one of the, I don't know, they'll throw in a weird one every once in a while. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I liked it. I hope you all did too.
All right. We might play some vinyl next. We might play some more other stuff next. Do we want to do our bird fact now?
Sure. 'Tis the hour.
Yeah. Minute 24.
Go for it.
So we were looking at, we were talking to our friend in Chile this morning. I don't know if he's still listening.
Mr. Tarleton.
Mr. CT, the big CT. So we were maybe thinking of doing a fact about an Andean condor, since that's the national bird of Chile. But then they were all very gross, so we decided it was too early in the morning to do that. So we settled on this, or at least I settled on this. I don't know if, Gabe, you got another one. But this one is from the Audubon Society that the eyes of an owl are not really eyeballs. They're tube-shaped.
What?
And completely mobile. So they
E-mobile.
See immobile. They see do not by move. Doing the bird like ball bearing neck thing.
But yeah. I actually had that happen to me the other night.
You got attacked by an owl?
No. Okay. I didn't get attacked by an owl. Okay. But I was about like, I don't know, like 15, 20 feet away from an owl, and I didn't see it until it like fully like 180 rotated its head.
Oh, you got lucky, dude.
So scary.
That's the owl.
I know. I think there are more than one.
The owl of lore, dude. But apparently that provides binocular vision that helps to focus on their prey and boost their depth perception. Additionally, they have 270 degrees of neck rotation and a blood pooling system in their neck that collects blood to power their brains when their neck movement cuts off circulation. Nuts, dude.
That's pretty crazy.
And my back cracks every day and I'm not mobile, so, you know, what does that say about the human design?
This is a good question. It's too complex to work, the human design. It's like, when you think about... There's too much crap going on. There's way too much bad word on air, Lars. Bad word on air. There is way too much C word going on in the human body. Like, I'm in this endocrinology class, and we're learning about all these really complex systems and how they interact with each other to, like, control blood pressure and how you sleep and what you eat and, like, what you eat. It's nuts. To like one system is like, whoa, that's complex. And then you look at the whole body and you're like, oh my God.
So. Yeah.
Yep. Well.
All right.
What do we got coming? We got Bittersweet Symphony by The Verve coming up.
After the science portion.
After the science portion of our very scientific show. And then we're going to be listening to House of the Rising Sun by Los Animales.
Oy.
And then... we'll see from there. Maybe Cap 4, El Sabbath de las Brujas. Because that's a good song.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm thinking.
Word.
Let's get into it.
Thank you. furry garbage trucks have the city to themselves. Echoes and roars, dinosaurs, they all doing a monster mash. And most of the taxis, most of the whores are only taking calls for cash. I don't know how it happened, it all took place so quick, but all I can do is hand it to you. With insolence, and I played the blues in 12 bars down on Lover's Lane. And you never did have the intelligence to use the 12 keys hanging off of my chain. I don't know how it happened, it all took place so quick, but all I can do is hand it to you. Satin chads men have put away their horns, and we're standing outside of this wonderland, looking so bereaved and so bereft, like a Bowery bum when he finally understands the bottle's empty and there's nothing left. I don't know how it happened, it was faster than the eye could flick,
All right, that last song there was called Cap for El Sabbath de las Brujas. Before that, we had House of the Rising Sun by The Animals. Previously, we had Your Latest Trick by The Dire Straits, which we had a quick discussion if it's straits with a G-H or straits like as in Strait of Gibraltar. Strait of Gibraltar.
Yeah. It's the AI version, it's but AI. It'd be a funny...
The Dire Straits.
Also a funny band name with the G-H in there.
And we start off that stretch of four there with Bittersweet Symphony by The Verve. And now it is time
for public
service
announcement.
Here we go.
Every 8 minutes, the American Red Cross brings help and hope to people in need. Thanks to the support of everyday heroes like you. Be a hero. Donate or give blood today. Visit redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. This has been a public service announcement from WMFO Medford Tufts.
There you go. Have you ever given blood?
I don't think so, actually.
I haven't
either.
Maybe
I should go visit the Red Cross.
We should, maybe that could be a radio station field trip for us.
There's that whole hustle a couple... I think you can give blood to some organization if you have a particular blood type and they pay.
Probably O negative, maybe.
I think so.
Think that's the universal donor.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah. Yeah, I actually need to give blood to figure out what my blood type is because I don't know what my blood type is.
I also don't know what my blood type is.
Yeah, I should know that.
Yeah.
Well, yep.
Blood type anonymous.
BTA.
Yep.
This next song, we have a UB40 pick.
Indeed.
We got some ska afterwards as well in the song Ghost Town by The Specials. And then we're going to listen to some Nina Simone.
Probably to close it out.
Yeah. Got 12 more minutes talking at you here. Enjoy the UB40. Thank you.
Dreamer.